We're looking at the second miraculous sign in John's Gospel. In Cana, Jesus had responded to his mother's request to help a family facing humiliation as they ran out of wine at a very public wedding. Jesus responded with grace and a bountiful supply of the best wine. He then travelled to Jerusalem for the Passover, where he drove the traders out of God's house, and he's challenged to prove his authority by a miraculous sign. If he had a campaign manager, he would have been encouraged to do just that. But he refuses to be some sort of travelling circus and offers them one which they didn't understand. Destroy this temple and I will raise it again in 3 days. Now back in Cana, I will read from John chapter 4, verse 46 to 54. I'm reading from the New International Version. Once more he visited Cana in Galilee, where he had turned the water into wine, and there was a certain royal official whose son lay sick at Capernaum. When this man heard that Jesus had arrived in Galilee from Judea, he went to him and begged him to come and heal his son, who was close to death. Unless you people see miraculous signs and wonders, Jesus told him, you will never believe. The royal official said, Sir, come down before my child dies. Jesus replied, You may go, your son will live. The man took Jesus at his word and departed. While he was still on the way, his servants met him with the news that his boy was living. When he inquired as to the time when his son got better, they said to him, The fever left him yesterday at the seventh hour. When the father realized that this was the exact time at which Jesus had said to him, Your son will live. So he and all his household believed. This was the second miraculous sign that Jesus performed. So a royal official's son is seriously ill in Capernaum, and the official begs Jesus to come and heal him. If any of you are parents, you will know the agony of seeing your child suffer. As a father in particular, it's your job to keep them safe, and you don't want them to ever have to suffer. And to see your child really ill must just be one of the greatest pains imaginable. And here is this official, desperate. Jesus' response isn't actually very encouraging. Unless you people see miraculous signs and wonders, you will never believe. Will Jesus actually refuse to help him? But once again, we see Jesus' amazing grace. In the face of an individual's suffering and despair, he responds. You may go, your son will live. Jesus doesn't even have to touch the boy. His authority is absolute, and he demonstrates his power. And what's amazing about this, of course, is that this man is working for Herod, the family who have attempted to destroy Jesus, that Herod family who, at the end of his ministry, will do nothing to make sure that justice is served and do nothing when Jesus is brought before him. But Jesus responds in grace, even to this man. And so that there's no doubt that it's Jesus' power that has worked, the man is told to go home. And he believes, he takes Jesus at his word, And the following day, as he gets back to his home, his servants come out and tell him that his boy is well again. And they tell him that the time that the boy started to recover was exactly the time the day before when Jesus made the announcement. And so the man believes. So when we look at these miraculous signs, these seven signs, what is it that Jesus is looking for? At the wedding, will his mother trust him, even though he starts initially by saying that his time has not yet come? Here, will the royal official keep on asking him, or will he give up? Will he go home believing before he actually sees the results of the miracle? The paralysed man at the pool of Bethesda, Jesus says, "Do you want to be healed?" He's looking for a response. The feeding of the 5,000, he tests Philip's faith. He says to Philip, "Go and get food for these people." How will Philip respond? He walks on the water. But he doesn't come to his disciples until they are in serious trouble. The man born blind, would he obey Jesus' instructions and go and wash his face? And the raising of Lazarus, that last sign. The disciples, Martha and Mary, are all asked by Jesus to continue to believe in him. So Jesus is looking for signs of faith before he starts to act. And then he responds. To those who refuse to believe, whatever the evidence, he will not demonstrate his power. In several places in the Gospels, you read that Jesus knew the heart of men. He understands us. He knows what makes us tick. He knows what people are looking for. He knows those who will not believe, who will refuse to believe. But he knows those that seek to put their faith in him. But this leaves us with a problem. If Jesus is looking for faith before he acts, is he looking for people, therefore, who only have really strong, absolute faith? Is he looking for me as a Christian to be strong, to be completely trusting? To never doubt. And in James, we read, of course, there about faith. We read the fact that we mustn't be blown about from one place to another, that we need to be steadfast in our faith. I think we can see again and again that the answer is no. Jesus is not looking just for those who have incredibly strong faith. Otherwise, it would be down to me and not his power. It would be down to how strongly I believed. In his parables, Jesus talks about that little mustard seed, and he's using it again as a picture of faith. He reminds his listeners that that seed, which is the smallest of all seeds, will grow into one of the largest of plants. And he says, we just need faith, as small as a mustard seed, and then we will see the mountains moved. You see, even after hearing about Jesus' resurrection, even after seeing him physically, even after being able to touch him physically, even after spending 40 days with him, we read as he ascends into heaven that there were still doubters. We see Thomas, one of his close disciples, doubting. And Jesus responds even to those who doubt, even to those whose faith is as weak and small as a mustard seed. And so Jesus comes to us, the Lord comes to us, and he's looking for that small sign of faith. Lord, I fail you. I doubt so easily. But even in my weakness, I believe that you are God's Son. I believe that you died for me and rose again. I believe that you love me so much. And Lord, even if I don't see you act, I will still believe. I know what it is to ask God for something desperately and to want to see him work and to answer that prayer of mine. And I know what it's like to see him not act, and not to understand why he didn't act. And yet I still believe in him. I still believe that he loves me so much. And I still believe that he has the authority given to him by God the Father. So Lord, I choose to believe. Amen.